we've been able to track down Matty Short in India. Now, I think that's right, Matty. Have we got you?
Yes, mate. How are you going?
Mate, I'm going very, very well. Speak to me. Where are you? What are you doing? What's the time?
Yes, over in Punjab at the moment, in Mahari. Currently about 1 in the morning. So I set the alarms to have a chat this morning.
Oh, you're a bloody good man. We appreciate that. Thank you, pal, for that. And we have wanted to chat to you for a while. I mean, you've had the summer from heaven is what's happened to you. You've broken all your own records. You've set whole new standards. And all of a sudden, you get a chance to be a replacement player in the IPL. Is this one of those sort of dream items you've been able to tick off of the bucket list now?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously the IPL's probably, the pinnacle of T20 cricket in the world. And, as you said, everything sort of the last few months has, taken off a little bit. And, my name's sort of been thrown out there a little bit. So, it's definitely a strange feeling. And obviously feel for Johnny Bairstow, who's missed out. But, it's awesome just to be over here. Even if it's just not playing games, it's training with everyone and getting my name out there a little bit more. So, yeah, love my first couple of days here. And, it's going to be a good couple of months.
Have you played much cricket in India?
No, I've come over once before. It would have been probably 6 or 7 years ago. Just for about 2 weeks. It was just the academy up in Brisbane with a few younger boys. But, it was only just for a couple of training sessions and a couple of red ball games. So, no, nothing much over here.
So the red ball is a nice thing, but the white ball's really set you on your launch to stardom through the campaign. Over 400 runs, 430 runs, 11 wickets in the Big Bash, which really put your name up in lights. And what it did, seemingly, Matt, I'd love to get your take on it, was give you the confidence to just take on every other format, be it the Marsh Cup, the One Days, or the Shield with the red ball when you've your first century and you backed that up a couple of times. Was that the catalyst, the way you've performed in the Big Bash for this whole summer of heaven?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think, looking back at it, I've definitely got a lot of confidence coming off that Big Bash tournament, I suppose, and trying to bring that form or that confidence into my Victorian stuff. I think, I had a good couple of chats with Chris Rogers, the coach, and he sort of said, you do what you're doing in the Big Bash and bring that over to the Vic. So, definitely playing with that freedom and just backing myself, coming off that tournament with the Strikers and bringing that form into Victoria.
Yeah, and well, went gangbusters the form, and you're one of the reasons why Victoria was able to get to a Shield final. Didn't go our way in the end. The WA boys got a hold of us, but it's been a great year for Victoria and a great year for you. Did it even exceed your expectations or your assessment of how good you could be?
I think so. I never thought I'd be in this position, but obviously the last few months it has definitely shown what I'm capable of, and I know that what the benchmark is now. I think the next challenge is actually trying to maintain that and be as consistent as I can and perform as well as I can just to help the team out. So, in terms of the Vic stuff, I think we've got such a young group at the moment, and I don't think many people can saw us making the final. So,
no.
Definitely exciting times for a young side there, and really looking forward to what we're going to achieve in the next couple of years.
Yeah, what about for you in the next couple of years? Does it change your sort of projections, your whiteboard at home with all those goals you want to tick off?
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, I know what I'm capable of now, and know the sort of standard that I've set. So, hoping, over the next couple of years, that more opportunities, especially overseas, here or England or wherever it may be. Hopefully some opportunities pop up, and I'm 27, 28 this year, so hopefully the next few years can definitely open to more doors.
Well, you're just a boy in a man's world, Matty. You've got plenty of time, mate. There's plenty of time to sort that stuff out. Don't worry about the age factor. You're all good. So what about the IPL now? Are you expected to play? Like, do you walk straight into the team? What's the situation over there with Punjab?
Yeah, Oh, it's a tough question. You know, I've been here a couple of days and only a couple of training sessions in, and haven't really had many conversations around any game time yet. But yeah, definitely keeping my options open, and I think sort of a look out of the squads. You know, there is a couple of other top order bats over here, so yeah, hopefully we've got Trevor Bayliss over here as a coach, so hopefully you know, can sort of another Aussie counterpart, I can sort of put my name forward for the first game, but we'll wait and see.
Right, so we'll can't wait to see you in action. But congratulations, by the way. You took out the Dean Jones Award last night at the Cricket Victoria State Awards for the best player in the Marsh One Day Cup tournament. So it's another feather in your cap for your performance through the summer, which I hope is the catalyst for unbelievable performances and experience for you in the IPL, mate. You've had a great summer, and can't wait to see how you go on the big stage of the IPL. Really appreciate you getting up for us this morning to have a chat. Good luck, mate. We'll be watching with great interest.
Thanks, Ash. Appreciate it, mate.
Good man. Matty Short, who's had just the summer from heaven. I just have loved watching him bat in all formats. That Big Bash campaign was great, but his shield batting was just brilliant at the back end of the season. And as I said, one of the reasons why the Vics were able to get to the final with that young, inexperienced team. And he did take out the Dean Jones medal last night at the Cricket Victoria Awards. By the way, the other awards, as I mentioned, Bill Laurie medal for the best player in the shield season, Will Sutherland, the Sharon Treadray award for the WNCL best player, Nicole Fulton. I mentioned Dean Jones, Johnny Scholes medal with Will Sutherland. I mentioned Women's Players Player with Sophie Day, Melbourne Stars, and BBL and WBBL Players of the Season, Joe Clark and Annabelle Sutherland, and the Renegades Players of the Season, Aaron Finch and Sophie Molyneux. They were celebrated last night at the State and Big Bash Awards for Cricket Victoria.